plate a potential nugget.
You've been through a lot of experiences, Harsh, building Marico, post giving up the active role. You've got your two children who are successful in their own path. This podcast is titled Play to Potential. Mm-hmm. As we wrap up, I'm curious about what this phrase means to different people.
Yeah.
What does this phrase mean to you?
So, to me, it means that how do you identify your strengths? Many a times, we don't know our own strengths. And I think the starting point is identifying our own strengths. And that can happen through interactions with those who are close to us. It could be family, it could be very close friends. And very simple way of doing it is, okay, just let's meet one day and tell me about what you think about me. What are my strengths? What are my areas requiring improvement? And it could be a 1 or 2 hour discussion, just open-ended, brainstorm. It'll give me an overall picture of what others think of me. And I need not agree with what they're saying.
Sure.
But if I have blind spots in terms of my own strengths or areas requiring improvement, I will be aware of that. Having done that, I have a 75-25 rule that 75% of your time should go into leveraging your strengths. If I am weak in technology, I can't enter a business which requires technological input. It's better that I don't get into that business. But if I am very good in consumer insighting, and then you go into fast-moving consumer goods, it is something which I like doing it. It's my strength. Normally, because it is my strength, it is my passion. And I enjoy doing it rather than doing something which I don't like doing it, where I may not succeed. So I think most of us tend to say that, okay, I have a lot of weakness, let me go on improving. And don't take as many steps to leverage our strengths. So I'm saying that we have to go on fine-tuning our strengths, which is far more enjoyable journey. If you have some fatal flaws, which you need to improve upon in your own journey, then of course that you have to take it very seriously. But small flaws, which is part of every individual, you know, each person has flaws. I'm not saying don't do anything about it, but have that 75-25% rule.
And did you say you go on seeking feedback, not just from people at work, but from family and other people?
Anybody, I mean, Ramcharan said to me, but you have this inherent quality of you go on digging deep and you go on trying their curiosity and all. I never thought that was my strength, you know. But, sometimes you don't realize what is your strength. So, it could be from anybody whom you're interacting with. But you have to be open. You have to go on asking.
Thank you for listening. To understand how other guests think about the notion of playing to potential, you could just visit the curated playlist section of the website. That's at playtopotential.com. PlayToPotential.com.